Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh. And in the sixth Aliyah of Parshat Mitzora, we have 13 psukim. This Aliyah continues the topic that had begun in the last Aliyah. In the last Aliyah, the Torah taught us about the tumah that comes to a man if he has an unhealthy, abnormal discharge. In this Aliyah, we hear about the tumah that happens to a man when he has a normal, healthy discharge. The Torah also talks in this Aliyah about a menstruating woman and about a man who has relations with her. And then the Torah begins to discuss how and when people in these categories become tahor, and that's going to continue, Mitzvah Hashem, in the next Aliyah. Now the mitzvos and halachos discussed in this Aliyah and continue in the next Aliyah are very, very complex. What kind of things make a man tamei? What kind of things make a woman tamei? If they sit on something, if they lie down on something, if they touch someone else, etc., etc. Many, many, many dapim pages of Gemara and halacha are spent explaining the various halachos. And Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, who died in 1888, says that behind all of the halachos of Tumah and Tara, of separating from Tumah and embracing Tara, Rav Hirsch says that behind all of these ideas is an underlying principle that is fundamental to the Torah and to our lives. Rav Hirsch says at the end of the parsha, on Perek Tetvav Pasuk Lamed Aleph, that these laws, quote, require the use of moral self-control. All of these laws, he says, have, again I quote, the ultimate purpose of insisting on the fact that man is master of his moral self and can exercise self-control. And this, says Rav Hirsch, is what separates separation from Tumah is all about. Everybody, he says, has the ability to achieve what he calls moral nobility. Through the Torah and through the laws of Tumah and Tara, we all, each one of us, have the ability to elevate our lives and elevate the world. In the words of Rav Hirsch, again, I quote, for Bnei Yisrael, the whole progress of its quite ordinary life is attached to its striving upwards to the pure accomplishment of the moral mission set for it by the sanctuary of the pure Torah, end quote. That is Rav Hirsch. And this idea of Rav Hirsch is related to a beautiful idea I heard many years ago from Rabbi Benjamin Yudin Shlita. Rabbi Yudin is a tremendous Talmud Chacham and the Marda Asra of the Fairlawn community in New Jersey. And this is what Rav Yudin says. One way in halacha to describe counting is the word minyan, minyan, minyan. And the most obvious example would be the word minyan in counting the number of people in a shul to see if we have a minyan. In other words, if we have 10 men, so that we can say Devarim Shebekedusha, if we can say Kaddish, if we can say Kedusha, etc. That's a minyan. That's counting. And the word minyan is accounting for which the end is all that matters. I don't care how many people there are in shul until there are 10. 3 people in shul is the same as 7 people in shul, is the same as 10, 9 people in shul. The end is what counts. If I have 10 men, great. And if not, it's not like I have a weak minyan or a lesser minyan or a semi-minyan. There's no such thing. Either I have the end or I don't. Either I have the number that I want or I don't. That is a minyan. Okay, that's the minyan, and I care only about the end. However, there is another word for counting, and this word appears in our Aliyah. In relation to what a man who is a Zav or a woman who is a Zava must do, the Torah says that they must count 7 days without seeing those discharges. And the Torah does not use the word minyan there, but visafar or visafra. They must count. What's the difference between visafar, sfira, and minyan? Again, minyan, we said, means I care about the very end. But the word sfira is the opposite of the word minyan. When it comes to sfira, the 7th day of the Tara process is almost like a byproduct. The end is less important than the means. The destination is less important than the journey. What matters more is what you do during the count. Stay tahor, do tshuva if necessary, etc. And that's what Rav Hirsch said as well. We elevate ourselves through the counting process. That's a sphira. And that's what a person does who is tameh. They have to get out of that tumah. And if it was caused by sin, they have to do tshuva as the process. And that, says Rabbi Yudin, is also the sphira, sphira sa'omer, that is quickly approaching. Between Pesach and Shavuos, we elevate ourselves day after day as we approach Matan Torah. Tara does not happen overnight. It's a process. It's a journey, one step after the other, leading an elevating life full of Tara that we all must constantly work on. Have an amazing day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.